Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Newly minted White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is putting a dent in the influence of one of Donald Trump's most famous advisors, Omarosa Manigault. Well, the former Apprentice co-star currently serves as Chief of Communications Director for the Office of Public Liaison. But you know what? Her direct access to the president has been limited since Kelly took that job back in late July. Now, John Kelly is preventing Omarosa and a whole bunch of other people from getting unvetted news articles to the president's Resolute desk. This is a key method for influencing his thinking. Well, Manigault used to rile up Trump about internal White House drama. And the problem with her and other staff members is, you know what? She doesn't really know what her job is and what she's supposed to do. This is not a reality TV show. That's been her experience. Well, Donald's too, which is also the problem. The stories Manigault would present to Trump, often on phone or printed out, would enrage Trump and result in him spending at least the rest of the day fuming about it. For example, Omarosa apparently was one of the people who brought to the president's attention the online articles concerning MSNBC host and former Trump pals Joe Scarborough and his fiancée Mika Brzezinski, slagging him and his administration. Well, then, of course, we all remember Trump tweeted out that horrible stuff like Brzezinski was bleeding badly from a facelift. Well, Manigault has earned a reputation within the White House for this kind of stuff. It's overshadowing her real job, which is supposed to be outreach to African-American audiences. Oops. Well, maybe that's because she knows most African-Americans don't want to hear anything she has to say. Anyway, I'm predicting as soon as John Kelly can figure out a way to get rid of her without it seeming to be a racial thing, she will be gone. And Serena Williams is a mom. Yep, she welcomed her first child with her fiancé, Reddit co-founder Alex Ohanian. A source close to the tennis champ confirmed to Us Weekly that Williams, who's 35, gave birth to a baby girl 6 pounds and 13 ounces at a hospital in Palm Beach, Florida on Friday, September 1st. Apparently, just around the same time her sister Venus was winning her match at the U.S. Open. Oh, my guess is there's another tennis champ coming up. And yesterday was Beyoncé's birthday. One of her big celebrations included her daughter, Blue Ivy, mom, Tina Knowles, and former First Lady, Michelle Obama, plus a host of others, posing as Beyoncé in one of her iconic outfits. Happy birthday, Lady Beyoncé. May the force continue to be with you. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and at AURN.com.